Netflix at it again, adult drag queens dance with teens at alternate prom free from bullshit gender dress code. By Warner Todd Houston on July 30, 2023. Streaming giant Netflix is once again pushing radical transgender identity politics among children with a new series, Survival of the Thickest, where the fashion designer hero of the series helps trans high school kids host an alternate prom. The series, starring Michelle Buteau as Mavis, pushes drag queens on kids and relentlessly promotes woke, intersectional narratives. Buteau recently appeared on The View to bash Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for his state education policies, Newsbusters reported. The actress said she was thrilled that the series had a lot of LGBTQ trans diversity and encouraged women to do what thou wilt to achieve their own pleasure. It is queer, it is fat, it is black, it is brown, it is interracial. It's funny, it is differently able and hilarious because it's me, but it's all the things I ever want to see in a TV show. It's a love letter to the fatty baddies and oddie bodies that never saw themselves growing up. A great education for parents who might have a non-binary child or a trans child and trying to figure out how to have a conversation. It is also a love letter for women, women in their 40s and 50s trying to figure out, am I still going to be with this person? Am I still going to be in this job? Will I still live in this neighborhood? Will I ever take this trip? The answer is, do what you gotta do to make yourself feel good. The series also features transgender and non-binary teens, such as the episode Let It Out, Bitch, in which a teen tries to get into a gay bar to see a trans drag queen named Peppermint, played by real-life drag queen Peppermint. When non-binary high school kid Billy, Misha Osherovich, is stopped at the door by the bouncer, Mavis intervenes and promises to watch over the teen so that he doesn't drink or get in any trouble. It is a promise that Mavis apparently violates, too, because in the next episode, Billy is seen still in the bar while Mavis is nowhere to be seen. In that next episode, Mavis also helps Billy arrange a fabulous outfit for his prom, because his school has a bullshit gender dress code that means boys have to dress like boys. So, Mavis, we were kinda hoping that you would style Billy into something so fantabulous that we can get around this ridiculous dress code and also allow them to feel like the royalty that they are, drag queen Peppermint says. After recounting her own bad prom experiences as a plus-size teen, Mavis comes up with a grand idea. God, why does prom make so many of us feel like we're outsiders? It's supposed to be a celebration of life. You know what? We should just have our own prom, maybe even here. I will style your friends in the designer looks of their dreams. No restrictions, Mavis says. Oddly, Mavis claims that her alternate prom will be an opportunity for teens to be beautiful just as they are, even as she encourages them to be something they are not, the opposite gender. Ultimately, Mavis helps pull off the Loud and Proud in the Clouds prom, where the episode shows the adult drag queens dancing with the teenagers. Meanwhile, in one scene during the alternate prom, the DJ plays Billy Porter's song, Children, where the cross-dressing actor croons. Some people criticize the way you live. But don't you apologize, or dare submit. Baby, the children's where the future is. Gotta let these children know what time it is. Gotta let these children know what time it is. Gotta let these children know what time it is. 'Cause I've been there, done that, worn that dress. So, you know mama knows it best. Netflix has a very long history of pushing unsubtle LGBTQ+ messaging. To name but a few instances, in April, an entire season of the dating show The Ultimatum featured gay couples. In September of last year, the streamer took the LGBTQ tag off its presentation of the life of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, even though Dahmer was gay. And last August, the streamer presented an episode of children's cartoon series Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous that showed gay teen girls kissing. Netflix also suffered a backlash in 2020 when it aired the movie Cuties, which exploited preteen girls in sexually suggestive costumes and dance routines. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.